Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Who is like the wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a matter? A man's wisdom enlightens his face, and the harshness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's commandment, and do so on account of God's oath. Do not hasten away from his presence, but walk. Do not defend an evil matter, for he will do whatever he pleases. Where the word of the king is, there is authority. And who will say to him, "What are you doing?" He who keeps the commandment will not experience any harmful thing. And a wise heart will know both time and custom, because for every matter there is a time and a custom. For the wickedness of man is heavily against him. For he does not know what will come to pass, for who can tell him when it will come to pass? There is no man with power over the wind to restrain the wind, and no one has power over the day of death. And there is no leave of absence in war, nor will wickedness save those who practice it. I have seen all this, and I have applied my heart to every kind of occupation which is practiced under the sun. It is a time when one man rules over another man to his detriment. And so I looked at the wicked who were buried, who had come to and who had departed from the holy place, and who were forgotten in the city where they had done this. This too is vanity. Where sentence is not executed, the work of the wicked is prompt, which is why the heart of the sons of men is full of boldness in them to do evil. Even if a sinner does wrong 100 times and lives long, yet I also know that it will go well with those who fear God, who fear in his presence. But it will not go well with the wicked man, and he will not live long, being as a shadow, because he does not fear in God's presence. There is a vanity which is committed on the earth, whereby there are righteous men upon whom the consequences of the work of the wicked comes, and there are wicked men upon whom the consequences of the work of the righteous comes. I say that this also is vanity. And I praised joy, because man has nothing good under the sun other than to eat and drink and be merry, and that will accompany him in his toil for the days of his life which God has given him under the sun. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to look into the matter which is being done on the earth, for it neither by day nor by night sees sleep in its eyes, I saw the whole of God's work. For man cannot discover the work which is done under the sun, because man toils to seek it out, but he does not discover it, and even if a wise man says he knows it, he cannot discover it.